I was thinking, like, at first that, like, you know, we're supposed to have a conversation. In other words, we're supposed to have a dialogue. And I was thinking that this is a good start, just like to ask you, so what do you think, like, what in your opinion, as a Gestalt therapist, what do we need to settle down, like, to have a dialogue?
How to have a dialogue? Great question. I think we have to start by being aware of ourselves individually, our somatic experiences, our sense of being here, mm-hmm. and from that, to bring our awareness to each other, mm-hmm. to be aware of the other person here, so that we have a back and forth sensing mm-hmm. that we are here together. By seeing each other, by each of us noticing our own breathing, by perhaps noticing each other's breathing, by feeling the chairs we're sitting in, where we're in contact with the seat, the back. I'm feeling where my feet are on the floor, and then I'm looking at your feet. So I'm sensing myself and sensing you, and I think that's the way to lay ground for a dialogue.
Right. Thank you that you mentioned all of this, because I am aware that while you were talking, I just changed my position.
Yeah.
Put my foot on the floor, and now I am pretty aware that I am sitting very comfortable.
So great. You're
right. Like, now we have a ground to start.
Yeah. Yes, it's the basic levels of awareness, which are our five senses and our proprioceptive or body sense, which come before language. And if we can be active in being aware that we're using those senses, it quote-unquote brings us into the room.
Yes.